Like a lot of preseason games, especially to start the year, there's a ton of things for us to coach off of. Number one, I'm glad we got the win, but we had far too many penalties. I think we were at 10. A lot of silly mistakes that we're going to have to clean up in all areas. So we'll have a chance to get back tonight late, look at the film tomorrow, have the players in, and really begin the process of making corrections. And like I said to him in the locker room, I said, look, the positive thing is we've got a whole another month here of training camp. We've got a lot of work to do, and we'll kind of get started on that. So if you guys did some things that were encouraging tonight, it's always hard without looking at the tape to see the specific efforts on special teams. Some of the obvious things stand out, but the penalties were one thing that we've got to get cleaned up. Any questions? Overall, I thought they had pretty good command of what we were doing. I thought they located the ball fairly well. It's always hard to see until you watch the tape what kind of duress they're under, kind of pressure they're under. But overall, I thought those guys both did good.
You've been able to see Mark and Kyrie, in the game setting and play well. And for them, I'm not going to say they completely carried it over from one season to the next, but they played, they kind of played well. Just your thoughts?
I was encouraged with our ability to run the ball. And their efforts, I thought they played with good pad level. It was good to see from both of them. Again, we'll get back and kind of look at some of the run and protection phases of it. But overall, both those, we knew we were going to probably be looking at splitting, the better part of a half because Pierre was not going to play, and we ended up doing that. Same thing we said in training camp. We'll keep answering. We don't talk about injuries, so you can keep asking it.
How about Brandon Cooks? Obviously, your thoughts on Brandon?
Well, we've been seeing him progress. He's done some good things. He's quick with the ball in his hands. We were trying to monitor snaps for all of our guys, the receivers, but also trying to give them all a chance for touches. I thought he played hard. He's smart, gets lined up very quickly. We'll keep bringing him along. There's a lot of things that he needs to work on still.
Tyron Walker seemed like he was in on a lot of plays. Did you see anything out of him?
We'll see the tape. A lot of these guys, I'd say the middle phase, the second group, all of them probably got well over 30 snaps. So those guys got a lot of reps.
Were you pretty pleased with the offensive line, especially in the run game with, you have those missing pieces?
Well, I don't want to make an evaluation not having seen any of the video yet. I thought there were some positives, yet we got hit, that we got hurried sometimes. We'll have a better feel once we get a chance to look at the game tape. Look, both teams, anytime you're in the preseason, you're going to be without some personnel, without players. We were, they were. And both teams, I'm sure, are going to, we're all in a race to try to improve. From this week to next week, that's part of the process. And in doing that, try to evaluate, the full 90 and hopefully make the right decisions when the time comes.
With the snap count, yes, with McCown, he didn't even play the whole quarter, and you played Griffin for a good two quarters.
That was kind of how we planned it, phase. Yeah. But it wasn't quarterback related. Okay. Just pay attention to the rest of the rotation. Our first phase took a quarter. I think the second phase, the better part of almost two quarters, not quite. But most of those guys in the second wave took almost 2-to-1 snaps, and then we had the third wave play the end of the third quarter, fourth quarter.
Is it something maybe you can move on, and if Griffin plays next week, you want to get him with the ones? Would you like to do that in a game setting?
Well, sure. We've done it in the preseason, so we'll let you know the rep count here as we go for next week, what our plans are. But it's pretty normal, our rotation tonight, probably for the last 8 years.
Did Josh Hill catch and run for Jimmy Graham last week? What were you?
Pardon?
Did Josh Hill catch and run that big game? What were your thoughts?
Hey. He's someone that demonstrated a year ago when he got in here. He's got good speed. He plays in special teams. When you have a tight end that can play in the kicking game like he can and give you snaps aside from just on offense, and it's because he's athletic, because he can run, because he can jump. When we start looking at some of those numbers, it was nice to see. There's a couple big plays we had. That was one of them. I thought we had opportunities for a couple of explosive plays. I don't know that we had many. We didn't create any turnovers. We had 10 penalties. And so, look, there are a lot of things that frustrate you in a game like that, and yet you still won. I thought I was encouraged that it was important to him to win. You know, that was something that we talked about. I thought we were physical and yet sloppy at times. Substitutions, we got to clean up some of that. But the penalties and some of the minus plays we had on offense and the fact that we didn't have any turnovers. We had an opportunity. We had our hands on the ball in the first half, I think, or third quarter, and dropped an interception. And that was really as close as we got, I thought.
What's kind of the challenge to keep Drew from, say, look, we're not going to play this game. We typically do play the first preseason game. I mean, you know, what's kind of to calm him down and not have him want to run out there and actually play?
I think he's smart enough. Yeah. He's you know, we'll be smart with his recovery, and he's certainly smart enough too. He understands. Look, it's an area that's affected every time you throw, so it's important that it's 100%.
I'm new here, so this might be normal, but Morstead holding for a couple field goals, is that normal?
Yeah, we've had the punter, we've had the quarterbacks. When you get into a preseason game, we've done that. In fact, quite a bit.
When you look at that,
you look new.
I am.
When you look at that missed PAT, what are your thoughts on moving those PATs back?
I don't know. I mean, listen, the ball's on the 15-yard line, so we're not talking about hitting a 50-yard field goal here. So, I think the idea behind it was that the efficiency the teams are operating under or on when they kick a point after is so high, 97 point whatever percent, high enough to where it's become a snap where, hey, are we? So I think the idea in the owners' meeting week, the idea of changing maybe that point after attempt makes sense, and it's just trying to figure out what it is. So currently, for the first two preseason games, they put the ball on the 15, and if you go for two, you can put it on the 2-yard line, but I like to think we can hit a field goal when the ball's on the 15-yard line.
Did you guys have the tablets on the sideline?
Yeah, we did. They seemed to work fine. I mean, the issues are going to be rain and glare. So in a dome, that wasn't an issue. Now, we had probably the same amount as we normally would pictures, so three sets each side of the bench. And there's probably some nuances with them, but I think they'll work their way through those. But we'll have the pictures available, too. Drawn on them is kind of a pain. I mean, it's not like drawn on the pictures, but they're fairly easy to work.
With that being said, would y'all want to use them when you're playing outside?
I think outside's fine. It's just the glare issue. So if you're playing outside, it just depends on the sun and the rain. I mean, I think that there's a lot of games where you're outside and it'll be just fine. But I think they're working their way through some of the little nuances of how they operate when they're wet. We'll see. We have the pictures, too, just in case.
You mentioned there was some sloppy play. What happened on their first touchdown? He goes all alone on the flat.
Well, it was obviously a busted coverage. It was a red zone coverage, and we didn't do a good enough job of passing. Backflow, one back's in the flat, and we got hung up inside. They end up with a pretty easy touchdown. So it was just a coverage error.